From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for May 28, 2014. Many areas, some of which were under exceptional drought, received drenching rains over Memorial Day weekend, greatly improving the prospects for crops and forages. Even better, it was a perfect storm from an agricultural perspective. The rains came generally slowly and continued over a period of 3 or 4 days, according to regional reports. This meant that flooding and washouts were minimal as the moisture had time to soak in. Wednesday, I asked Dr. Travis Miller, AgriLife Extension agronomist and Texas A&M University Soil and Crop Sciences Associate Department Head, College Station, for the big picture.
Oh, it was just a wonderful rain. I mean, it'll make a tremendous difference in livestock operations. We'll grow a lot of grass and hay on this, on the crop. Much of the high plains just had no moisture for planting, and this will get it up and get a stand, and it won't make the crop, but it'll get them well along the way. You can give them an opportunity to get into rainfall in June and July.
Dryland as well as irrigated?
Most everybody will need a profile full of moisture, and this, in many cases, will give them a profile full of moisture, plus a rain sometime in the growing season. You can make a crop with just that, but it's a very minimal crop. If you get a rain mid-growing season, it makes a whale of a difference. Most of that west central, lowland plains, high plains was so dry that prospects just weren't there for a crop. There was no soil moisture and it had a lot of hot temperatures and winds, and it's been a rough year, but this will make a difference.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.